If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dustin, you're a goddamn
Einstein. Steve found the gate.
Cops.
Shit. We can't let him find Eddie.
Stay with me.
Hey, officers! Over here, I found the killer. This way!
Shit. That's pretty wild. It's more of a snack-sized gate than the mama gate, but still, it's pretty damn big.
You're not going in there, are you?
Just wait here.
No, Ned!
Empty! God damn it!
Hey there.
No. What are you doing? She said, wait.
Yeah, I heard her.
She's in charge.
Are you kidding me? I made that shit up.
Don't.
God damn, quiet! Son of a bitch!
Oh, this is so stupid. So stupid.
Stranger, danger, talking stranger things. Together, forever, we're loving Stranger Things. It's Stranger Things forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's Stranger Things forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Good morning, stranger friends, and welcome back to another episode of Stranger Things Forever, where this morning, November 3rd, I'm finally getting back into the game. I keep telling myself I'm running out of time, and then I end up taking a few days off, and that just makes it harder for me. But I'm going to keep at it. I am going to push through somehow, some way, and it might be a lot of morning shows and a lot of evening shows. So that's a way I can double up on episodes, doing something before work, which I always have a good solid hour between when my wife leaves for work in the morning and when I need to start work in the morning. And I can use that hour for good instead of just flipping through my phone or reading a book. Yes, reading's good. It's fundamental, some would say. And you can't spell fundamental without F-U-N. We all know that. We know these things. But it also can be a time to be productive with this podcast specifically. So that's what I'm going to try to do in the morning, every morning this week. You know what? I feel like I'm shooting myself in the foot already by saying every morning this week. But starting today, I'm going to start trying to do Stranger Things Forever morning, Stranger Danger morning. It's the morning show. Woo, woo, woo. It's a little after 8 a.m., and I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. I'm having a good day. It's actually my brother's birthday. So happy birthday to Big Tall Sean. We have a group of friends. And, well, there's a text chain now where two Seans are on it.
both spelled exactly the same way, which is not the way you think. S-H-A-U-N. Then there's another guy that we don't see as much as we used to, but we used to see him a lot more. He spelled his name S-E-A-N, which to me just says seen, but I feel like that's the more common way of Sean. So there were times where I'd be like, I'm going over my friend Sean's house to watch the Patriots game with my buddy Sean and my brother Sean, and they'd be three. It was a lot of Seans. That being said, my brother is known as Tall Sean on this text chain. So happy birthday, Tall Sean. If you could leave a comment, if you're on Spotify, write happy birthday, Tall Sean. If you can, then I'll show that to him. By the way, his daughter is the one who loves Stranger Things. She sent me a picture of the poster the other day. She is the Stranger Things fan who is excited. That's my niece, who I always talk about, who's excited for Stranger Things 5. And I'm excited too. And we are in the month. We are weeks away now from Stranger Things 5. And so Stranger Things is all over the place on the news. And it's not always good. And I was wondering, do I include this? And I feel like I would be completely, I'd almost be having my head in the sand too much if I didn't at least mention. It's been quite a week for David Harbour. Last week, I saw that there was this whole thing with him and his wife, who is a singer named Lily Allen, I believe, and how I think their marriage is it over already? I don't know. I don't really pay too much attention to personal life of real people, but I think their marriage is over. And then I believe she had this album of all these accusations of him, basically being unfaithful to her, which you don't like to hear. You get this picture in your head of these people as their characters sometimes, and you have to realize that's just a role they play. He is not Jim Hopper, and he is not Hellboy in that Hellboy movie that people almost forget about. He is just a guy who can play those roles. So you see, okay, he's not a great husband. That's one thing. Then I see an article come out a couple days ago from Esquire saying David Harbour reflects on the end of Stranger Things, life lessons, and the next step. Before saying goodbye to the hit Netflix show, the actor walks the streets of New York with Esquire Spain. And I guess this was an issue of Esquire Spain, which apparently is a magazine version. Is Esquire still a magazine? I think so. And it just talks about, I'm not reading the article. I just saw the headline. And that's because when I type in Stranger Things on Google News, that popped up. But again, it's not the only thing that popped up about Stranger Things and David Harbour today. And the first thing I saw, I thought, oh, this is some article, some magazine, some website that's throwing this out there. But it seems to be all over the place. So I'm going to mention it. I'm going to reference it. If you look up in Google Stranger Things, you can't help but see this. So I almost feel bad if even bringing it up, but it is a thing. And I feel like it's actually, I don't even know if they wanted something like this to get out, but it did get out, that apparently Millie Bobby Brown has accused David Harbour of being a bully on the set, so much so that she filed a complaint about him being a bully on the set. Now it's not, I don't think it was anything inappropriate. Or it says the allegations did not include claims of sexual impropriety. I shouldn't say inappropriate, because bullying is inappropriate. That was the wrong choice of words. But it wasn't, it's quote unquote, this is from the Mail put this out. It's been all over the place now that there's been an, she put a complaint in before the shooting of season 5. So we're talking now a couple of years ago. The internal probe comes just as filming for the 8th. For the 8th and final season. What? Okay, where am I reading? See, this is what gets me crazy. They can't even get that right. All right, I jumped over to a different article. This is from She Knows, but it's posted on Yahoo Entertainment. Millie Bobby Brown filed a harassment suit and bullying claim before they started shooting the last season. An inside source said there were pages and pages of accusations. The investigation went on for months. While the outcome of the investigation and the details surrounding the bullying claims are unknown, we do know that personal representatives allegedly accompanied Brown on set at all times while she was filming. I really, you know what? There's two ways of looking. Well, there's not two ways of looking at this. There's assuming this is real. That's just really sad and awful. And I don't know what it means. Does it mean he's, you know, he's an asshole on set and he's an asshole to her and it's a bit much and it's untowards? Is it something where he thinks he's being one way, but it's taken another way and that's also wrong? Is it something where it is it getting blown out of proportion? I don't know. But I felt like I had to at least mention it. I don't want to ever think about it again. I wish the best for her and for that guy. I don't know. I don't know what to think. Because you hear about the thing with his wife. And it comes out now. It happened. Like, it's almost like someone waits on it to be like, here's where it's going to get the most press. Where, again, that doesn't excuse anything that he is being accused of or he has done. Because that is shitty. And I just... ridiculous. You know, I work with a lot of people and the last thing I would ever want to be is a jerk to them. I want to be a nice guy to people at work because I want people to enjoy working with me. That's the correct way you do things. You do other things and you come off and you could be, you know, you be either like a monster or an a-hole. And I hope he's neither, but it sounds like he's at least an a-hole or at least he's coming off as one, or at least he presented himself as one for her. Now, you don't know. Again, this is years ago, because you say the beginning of season 5 started a while ago. So you wonder where things are today. And they may not be anywhere, because they don't have to be, because they've already filmed it, finished it, and you know, move on to the next thing in your life, the next job. And you think, okay, well, do I have to deal with these people at all these premieres? Maybe. I don't know. I just wanted to mention it. It does suck. I'm not even going to put a link to any of these things in the show notes because I don't want you. I don't even want to like talk about it anymore. But I felt like I had to at least bring it up because any sort of harassment, any bullying, anything where you make other people uncomfortable, even if you don't think you're being like a quote unquote bully, what you think might be a bully, it's just ridiculous. Unnecessary. That's the thing. It is unnecessary. Like, why you have to be this way? You don't. It's what do they say? It's free to be nice. It's free to be kind. Kindness is free. Yeah. And that isn't Superman said kindness is the superpower, right? Isn't that what it is? Or being punk rock is kindness? Exactly. So that's it. I don't want to mention it anymore, but and I don't even know if I want to put a link to the Esquire talking about good things with that, but it's just interesting that you type in Stranger Things and you see this interview about this actor. Oh, this actor who may also be an a-hole. I'm not talking about it anymore. Let's move on. Let's get to the last 10 minutes and 10 seconds of the dive. Yes, we go a little bit over time, but not enough for me to even mention overtime because it is literally seconds as we finish out another episode of Stranger Things 4. You know what I notice in the morning? I feel like I have a slightly deeper voice, which might be really good for podcasting. And I don't have those yawns that I have in the middle of the night when I'm, you know, even when I'm recording like 8:30, all of a sudden I'll just break into a yawn where I have to pause, wait, let the yawn pass, then go back and start recording again. I think I'm just getting old, folks. So anyway, we pick up in Nevada. Where we last saw Eleven, she was backing into the Rainbow Room. And when she goes in there, she sees Two and some other kids. And he really is a number two, if you catch my drift. And they're angry with her because, well, they're kind of all angry, but he's especially angry because he was bested by her when they did that little one-on-one, you know, kind of in the ring with the blindfold. He was taking everyone out. And then she was like, oh, yeah, hi-ya, and then completely destroyed him. And he starts insulting her, saying, you know, you're not good, weak, all these things. And all four of them start mentally pushing her and shoving her and bullying her and like aggressively fighting her, like physically harassing her. They turned off the camera. They're like, no one's coming. He's like, if you tell Papa, I'll kill you. Or he's like, we will kill you. Whatever it is. They all leave. They finally get up there giggling and laughing. And she's just left crying. She gets up. She goes and looks in the mirror and she says she sees a flash of her younger self covered in blood. Then she looks and sees blood all over her, all over her hands. And she sees a flash of the room filled with all those dead kids that we saw all the way back in the episode one. She wakes up. You know, she comes out of it in a panic. Brenner and Owens are there. They're like, you did good. You did good. They're trying to calm her down. And she's like, I know what I did. I know what happened. I killed them all. I killed all of them. And, you know, they know that's not true. But it's like, they also know, I guess, that she has to figure it out for herself for her powers to completely come back. At least that's the plan. So we leave Nevada and we go to Hawkins and we don't leave Hawkins for the rest of this episode. We see the boat buddies. They rode out into Lover's Lane, Robin, Eddie, Nancy, and Steve. And all of a sudden, they start slowing down. And Lucas is on the shore. He's got the binoculars. He's like, they're stopping. What are they stopping for? And Dustin's like, come on, guys. What's going on? Why are you stopping? Robin says, the compass has gone, you know, like wonky to wonky with a capital R. I wrote that down. And Steve just starts getting up and disrobing. They're like, what are you doing? Steve's like, somebody's got to go down there, and unless any of you can top being a Hawkins High Swim co-captain, didn't I bring up Hawkins High Swim Team? I did, because of how good Jason swam. He should be on the Hawkins High Swim Team. So if Steve is was the co-captain, Jason has to be the captain now, right? I would imagine. And Steve is a certified lifeguard for 3 years, but we know another lifeguard. He didn't work at the pool, or at least we didn't see him work at the pool. He's like, it's got to be me, all right? No complaints. And he's like, hey, I'm not complaining. I don't want to go down there. So you can see they keep planting these seeds of Eddie not wanting to be a hero, shying away from dangerous moments. And I completely just jinxed myself because I got a little yawn, and there's another one right little there. I shouldn't be getting yawns at 8:15 in the morning. It shouldn't be happening 8:15 at night. I really shouldn't be getting yawns at 8:15 at night either, but okay, that happens. So he takes off his shirt, and you can see Nancy lingers a little bit on shirtless Steve's, like, ooh, he's a bit of a hunk. And Robin notices Nancy noticing Steve, and she smiles like almost like she doesn't know Jonathan. I don't think she's ever met, has she ever met Jonathan, Robin? Well, she must have. Obviously she has, because she was there the previous season. But she is definitely a Steve and Nancy stan. Is that the first time I use that? She wants, she's a Steve and Nancy shipper. Did I use that right? I think I did. I'm too old to be using that, but I did it. So he takes his shirt off on the shoreline. Lucas is like, oh, when did Steve get so hairy? And it's funny. It's a funny moment. Dustin's like, right? I keep telling him he needs to tame that jungle, but he claims ladies dig it. And Max takes the binoculars and goes, let me see. And she looks in the binoculars. She grabs the binoculars from Lucas. He's like, what? And she just looks and she looks and she waits and like says nothing, like almost like she's checking him out too. Very funny moment. So we see Steve. I mean, he really is a good swimmer. He swims, and that lake is ridiculously deep. Are like all lakes that deep? I think the biggest lake that I have any like experience swimming in or boating in is Lake Winnipesaukee up in New Hampshire when my in-laws lived up there. But even that, like when I went swimming, like they had little swimming areas, it was over my head, but it wasn't like, you know, to the center of the earth. Seems like Steve really went down deep. And when he gets down there, he sees that red glow. And by the way, Steve Harrington can hold his breath like a pro. He's almost like David Blaine. So And it's funny, on the sideline, on the shoreline, Dustin's like, you guys realize if there's a gate down there, it's technically a water gate, water gate. So in the boat, they're getting nervous. Like Nance, Eddie's like, where are we at, Wheeler? And I like, he always calls her Wheeler. Like closing in on a minute. They're like, okay, come on, Steve, come on. Then back on the shoreline, the cops show up and they're like, oh shit. Lucas, Dustin, and Max are hiding now because they don't want to be seen. But their thinking is we need to distract them so they don't find Eddie. So let me finish out with them. Max gets up and's like, hey guys, over here, I found the killer, I found him. She basically distracts them and they start chasing her. She runs, Lucas runs, Dustin runs, but Dustin, I guess, isn't the most athletic, and he's the one who gets caught. He's the one who the police find him, and that stops Lucas and Max in their tracks. So the younger kids are caught, but that did give the boat team enough time to, to take care of what they needed to take care of. So Steve pops up. He's like, I found the gate. He says, it's more a snack size gate than a mama gate, but it's still pretty damn big. Like when he was down there, he was tapping at something and like he saw movement. He was like, okay, enough of this. He swims up. But when he swam up, you see this little vine coming up too. You're like, uh-oh. And then all of a sudden, while he's talking to them, you know, he's kind of treading water. Boom. All of a sudden he gets sucked under and they're like, what the hell? What the hell's going on? Nancy, what happened? And he's like, Jesus. And Nancy's like, well, this is what he got to do. Cause Nancy is a goddamn hero. She just takes off her shoes and boom, jumps in after Steve. He's like, Eddie is freaking out. And Robin gives Eddie this look. He's like, wait, what are you doing? You're not doing this. You heard her. She said, wait. He goes, she's like, yeah, I heard her. And then he goes, she's in charge. And you can see Robin goes, are you kidding me? I made that shit up. And she just slowly backs in like, I'm not letting them go through this alone. And luckily they all can swim pretty damn good, because then he's like, oh, shit, God damn it, son of a bitch. And boom, this is so stupid. He jumps in as well. So the three of them are all jumping in and trying to get to Steve. Meanwhile, Steve, it's really cool how you see him getting pulled down. Then the camera flips and he gets pushed through the gate and he flips up on the other side of the lake. And you could see it's just the upside down version of the same lake, but it's all dried up. There's tentacles and vines everywhere. And he gets up and he's like trying to figure out what's going on. First, a vine drags him away. He gets up. Then all of a sudden he starts seeing demobats coming and he picks up an oar because there's a boat left behind from the upside down. At some point when the upside down was created, there was a boat in the water. That's my idea. I think I believe that's what happened. I feel like the imprint of Hawkins in the upside down happened when one went through that gate. I feel like I'm getting ahead of myself, but I want to see all that stuff. Remember Nancy's like, oh, this is, she goes to her room, but it's an older version of her room. So I love that stuff. And I hope they explore that more. So he takes the oar, he's swinging around. All of a sudden, a vine grabs him by the neck, pulls him down. And then the demobats show up and they start nibbling at him. And it looks like he is a bit of a goner. He looks like he's in real trouble. I know we went over the 10 minutes, but we only went over 10 seconds as boom, the screen goes black. And that's the end of the episode and end of chapter 6. So what did we learn here? We learned that there's another gate. We saw the beginnings of something in the Munson trailer when, remember, they took out Wayne, like, we got to get you out of here. We don't know yet about the street where Fred, you know, ran into his trouble. But now we see in the water where Patrick was, you know, murdered, that there is a gate there as well. So it stands to reason that there's one where Fred got, you know, murdered. So our heroes found that gate, and whether they wanted to or not, Steve went through that gate, and now Robin, Nancy, and Eddie are swimming down to try to get to him as well. At the same time, Lucas, Max, and Dustin on the shoreline have been caught by the police. And then back in Nevada, Eleven really thinks now that she killed all of those kids. Now, we are done with the dive, and next, very soon, in fact, tonight, we'll be starting with the next chapter, The Massacre at Hawkins Lab, which was that first finale, that first block of episode finale. It's like, here's a bunch of episodes, and we're going to leave you with a bit of a cliffhanger. See you in a month, which is, I'm wondering if we're going to get the same feeling at the end. These episodes are blocked out. So you get a few, you get, what do we get? Four, and then three, and then one, something like that. I don't know. I'm sure you guys all know better than I do. But my point is, the end of each block, I feel like, is going to end with a holy moly, I'm sorry for the language, moment that is going to get everyone talking and everyone excited. And we are now only 23 days away, which means I have lots of work to do. So I will talk to you later today. But until then, you can follow me on all the socials at Geek Mentality, except TikTok, which is Geek Mentality Mike. The Facebook page is Fans Not Experts. The YouTube channel is Fans Not Experts. And the website is Fans Not Experts for every podcast I do. But you can go directly to StrangerDangerPodcast.com to see all the Stranger Danger episodes. And Stranger Danger Podcast, we're also on Blue Sky. So follow us there if you can. If you are on Spotify and are able to leave a comment, say happy birthday, Tall Sean, to my big brother's birthday. Other than that, I will talk to you later this evening. Unless, of course, you're listening to this in the future, then I will talk to you in the next episode. That is it. I am done. Happy end of dive day. Happy end of episode day. Happy end of chapter day. I will see you later. But until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Stay stranger, my friends. And remember, it is people like you and people like me all over the world. We are the ones who help keep Stranger Things alive forever.
Fans Not Experts.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.